sounds like we have to wash again after we made the motzi.
No, he doesn't say that. No, he doesn't say that. He just calls it the people shaving. We'll get that right just now. We'll get that right just now, yes?
If the smell is enough to neutralize it, then why even dip? Why not make it like basami? We'll pass around ferocet and people will smell
it. It's not you who poisoned it. The ferocious must smell it. Not the ferocious. The chaso, the lettuce, just by putting the lettuce over the aroma coming out, that neutralizes it already.
All right.
Why such a face?
Because to say the lettuce is going to smell it, just it's difficult.
It's supposed to be, but then why not just wave it?
It breathes.
Why even dip on it? Just wave it over.
He says, bad. I could say, he says, from where you take it that you've got to sink it in. I could say, just by touching it is enough. A lettuce also breathes. You know that?
Just like... In some understanding, it does breathe. It takes in minerals, nutrients, so it has to have some.
No, it breathes. It breathes. It inhales carbon dioxide and exhales oxygen. And you do just the reverse. The Omar Rav Popo. So that is. Now, just from that little piece of Gemara until there, if I were to ask you, so what is the deen? We sit at the Seder table. Do we take the lettuce and sink it in, or would you take the lettuce and just touch it? I would say, just touch it. But now comes Rav Popper, and he says something further. The Omer Rav Popper, and Rav Popper says, Lo nishi inish morer b'charo, says, a person shouldn't, let linger, let it, keep it long.
Prolong.
Keep it long. A person shouldn't keep the morer long in the charoses. By long means even a second, in and out, you see. Why? Dimo agav chalyo de tavlin mavti leili merure. Because of the cholye is the sweetness. Because of the sweetness of the spices, of the ingredients of the charoses. Mavti leili merure. It neutralizes the bitterness of the morrow. So if you keep it there for long, this is going to neutralize the bitterness of the morrow. Uvo inon ta morrow veleko, and we need the taste of morrow, and here is no taste of morrow. So now I would say that the din is that we must touch it. Then if we only touch it, then what are our Popper's words? He says, but don't let it be in long. So don't let it be in long seems to suggest that you can sink it in, but not for long. It's all right to sink it in, but not for long. Because if you leave it in, it's going to neutralize the bitterness of the morer, and we've got to have the taste of the morer, the leko, and it's not there. So this we can definitely assume. That if we put it deep into the charoses, we must take it out immediately. Take it out immediately, because that is the din of Rav Popper. Just let us leave it there for a moment and see. Have we got a Mishnah Berura for Pesach? I think you brought one.
Yes.
This isn't Pesach, is it?
Really changed.
This is Shaley, and that one is also Shaley. We didn't bring Pesach. My fault. I didn't tell you to bring Pesach.
You look at a Rambam.
Rambam's got a little bit different meaning. He uses the word tibul, the tabel. He uses the word the tabel. But the Shulchan Aruch uses the word the chikue. It's that you sink it into the charoses, says the Shulchan Aruch, you see. Actually sink it in, but I don't remember whether it's the Shulchan Aruch who says that or the Rabbo who says that, but be careful to shake it, shake the charoses off afterwards, and then eat it. So you dip it in, shake it off, and then eat it. Glenn, are you with me?
Fine.
Oh, pardon?
Body. Yes.
All right. As long as there's a body to run, I don't think like these people who are only with one in spirit and not in body, right? All right, done. Now let's go on further.
Just what is the word de toveling? Oh, de tovel, too. Yeah,
yes, but you would. Okay. Yes. Now, I want to just go on a little bit further here, and then I'll go on and we'll come across some quite interesting things here. Now we've got Adberei Rav Chisdo le Rabbono Ukvo. Literally, Adberei, the word Adberei means he led him or brought him. Rav Chisdo brought Rabbono Ukvo. Rabbono is a very nice title to give a person. Rabbono Ukvo, our teacher Ukvo, the Dorash. Ukvo is the name. Go. The Rabbono Ukvo. The Rabbono Ukvo the Dorash, and he began to darshan. Not al yodav betibul rishon, not al yodav betibul sheni. He washes his hands for one tibul, then he washes his hands for the second tibul. Now I want to, in order to understand this little piece of Gemara, and I'm assuming that you had prepared the shir already, really, in order to understand this little piece of Gemara, you just have to know that there are two ways we can learn what Rabbono Ukva says. The one way we can learn it is, generally speaking, I'm going to have some fruit. I'm going to have some grapes. I take the grapes and I put it under the tap in order to watch all the insect signs and things that they use in California. So, I've got to wash my hands first because the grapes are wet. I've got to wash my hands. Then, a little bit later, there is something else to eat. What can you suggest? Something that needs an apple. Wash it again. Wash it again. I've got to again wash my hands. Because when I washed my hands the first time, I didn't think that I was still going to get an apple and eat an apple also. So I wash it again.
Well, the kavana wouldn't matter, would it?
Well, we'll see about that. We will see about that soon. What it is. It's not a question of a kavana, it's a question of Messiah Das, which we're going to get in a moment. Now, here's the Hadas. That is one way we can learn it. The second way we can learn it is probably what was your first reaction, was my first reaction when I learned the Gemara. And that is, what Rabbono Ukva says, on Pesach, if you wash your hands for the karpas, you've got to wash your hands for the tibul sheni. The tibul sheni is when you use the lettuce, the chas, and you dip it. You've got to do it in the second one also. So he can say it can be either of those two cases. All he said were those words. You follow? And those are the words that have come down to us. Robert, are you with me?
Sort of.
Only sort of?
Sort of, I'm not really sure.
Well, then you must ask me. Morono Ukvo came, and he said only these few words. That these are the words that have come down to us. Nota Yodav Betibul Rishon. He washed his hands for the first dipping. He washed his hands for the first dipping. Note Yodav Betibul Sheni. Then he washes his hands. He must wash his hands also for a second dipping. He washes his hands for a second dipping. Now, what does that mean? What is the occasion he's speaking about? So we say it can be one of two. That's the way we must understand it. What are the possibilities? He can be speaking generally. Today is the second day of Adar. Tonight is the third day of Adar. It's got nothing to do with Pesach at all. I finish the shir, I go somewhere and I'm given grapes and I go to the tap and I wash the grapes and I put it on a plate. It's wet, so I wash my hands and then eat the grapes. We go on and we sit and we speak and now they bring an apple. And I go and wash my apple. The apple is wet. I must wash my hands before I eat the apple.
Don't wash your hands before you wash your hands with the apple.
Or it doesn't really matter. Yeah. That is one way of learning it.
You just washed your hands for the grapes. Yeah. Why you have to wash your hands?
That's right. I don't want to tell you the answer to that, but we'll get the answer if your question is correct. We'll get the answer just now. Now, the next case, the possibility is, it's speaking about Pesach. I washed my hands immediately after Kiddush. I washed my hands for the karpas. Then afterwards, when I come to eat the lettuce and dip it in the charosis, which is also mush, which is also liquid, I must wash my hands again. So we don't know for what circumstance Rabbono Ukvo said it. If you know that, the two possibilities, and when you learn Gemara on yourself, and you see you're a little bit stuck further on, you've got to see what are the possibilities that it could be. These are the two possibilities. Now let us go a little bit further. So what, this is what Rabbono Ukvo said. Now, then we are told, Omruhu Rabbonon Kameder Rav Papa. Then the Rabbonon came and they said this before Rav Papa. Before Rav Papa they said, Rabbono Ukvo said, Nota Yodav Betibul Rishon, Nota Yodav Betibul Sheni. And they said to before Rav Papa, Hova Almo Itmer. That Barono Ukvo must have meant it not for Pesach, but generally speaking, a general principle. That's what he must have meant. Robert, are you with me? Says the Gemara, the Esau Kodai Tehocho Itmer, because if you will think that he was learning it for Yah, which means for Pesach, why does he need to wash his hands twice? He's already washed his hands once for the karpas. Why should he have to wash his hands again now? Omar lehus, Rav Popo, said Rav Popo to them, Adarabba, on the contrary, Hocha Itmer, I would say that Rabbono Ukva was speaking about Pesach. There is out of the Almo Itver, because if you will think that he spoke generally, Lomali Treti Bulin, why does he need Tuti Bulin? If he washed for the grapes, it's enough. What should he have to wash for the apple for, which you all asked? Says the Gemara. No, Elo Mai. But what then? Hocha Itver, you say he's going to speak about Pesach. Netilas Yodayim Trezi Milomali, then why do you need two washing of the hands? Ho Mashele Yodei Chodazimni. He's already washed his hands once. Answers the Gemara, Amri, I will tell you. Kiven de boi la meimer agadato v'halelo. Since he's got to say the agoda, after the washing of the hands for the karpas, he's got to say the whole of the agoda, the Halel, and he's got to say Halel, Dilma Asuchi Aschele Daite, perhaps he was Messiah Das, he didn't concentrate all the time. I've washed my hands now, I mustn't touch anything, because I'm still going to do a second dipping, I'm going to do the letters in the Kharosis, and he might scratch his head. As once as he scratches his hands become Shnius Letuma again. So it's such a long shnitumo.
How?
Touch your ear.
Well, that's shnius. Shnius doesn't transfer to another human.
No, but the human transfers to the hands.
But if I'm shnius,
the tumor,
and I touch,
the,
it doesn't make
sense. They're made shnius. They're the hands shnius. If the hands touch any place that is usually covered, then the hands become shnius the tumor. If it is anything that isn't right, it becomes Shnius Latuma. But they made it. So, we say a person, it's a long time to concentrate. I find it the most difficult thing in the world to concentrate between the Tefillah Shel Yad and the Tefillah Shel Rosh. I must think only of the Ritzel, I find it very difficult to do it. After the Karpas and the whole of the Agoda, and what is going on? And something is itching me somewhere. I forget that I might. It's very difficult. So that is why he's got to have a Tibul, a second Tibul.
What
What's the nigan here?
The nogan, he touches. And he touches. That is.
So he remains.
Yeah, got the answer to your question?
He remains clear until he does something.
Exactly, my mind's clear until he does something. But the chances are that it's unconsciously he can do it. Who knows? It's such a slender thing. Yes, Don?
I have presently understood that Tima only transfers to Lechem. Now we're saying that it transfers to.
Any ochel. Any food. Any food, you see. This type of tubo. This type of tubo, you see, that the Chachomim instituted. They say the hands of Shnias. It makes the liquid Rishon. A Rishon is Matame ochel and makes it a Shani. Now, of course, we've got to. Now there are new difficulties that come in, and I want to go through the Gemara again, because I've got to immediately. I can't leave you hanging in this, because if I leave you hanging, you make a statement, it'll be an untrue statement. Yes?
The Gemara so far, correct me if my understanding is wrong, but it seems to be ignoring the fact that we have to wash our hands for
Motzi Matzah. Well, that's the Tosfos. Yeah, we tend to do that Tosfos. This is a piece of Gemara that from the beginning you've got to do it with the Tosfos also. Because the Tosfos is so pshat Tosfos. You had one close just now, didn't you? Right, I'll come back to you. Yes.
Right now what we're learning is that according to Rabbana Ukva, it's both things. It's in a general principle that applies to Pesach as well, too.
It would apply to Pesach also. He said, in a general principle, there's less reason for it. I'm at home, and they give me fruit to eat. They give me grapes. And how long does it take when the apple comes on the table? There's less reason to wash your hands again. So Rav Popper says, I believe that Rabbanu Ukva said it only with Pesach. Normally speaking, he washes his hands a second time. You follow?
Yes.
But of course, now we come on to another question, and Tosfos asks this question. And here we've got another problem altogether. So what is the position? Have you ever seen anybody who eats grapes and the grapes are wet? Have you seen anybody going to wash his hands? Please give me a towel. So what do you want a towel for? I've got to wash my hands. Please give me a towel. What do you need a towel for? Well, I need the towel for the clean. What do you need a clean for? I need the clean to wash my hands. What do you need to wash your hands for? I need to wash my hands because I'm eating grapes. Grapes, you've got to wash your hands, it's not bread. Well, because the water, this is water, it becomes on my hands. Have you ever seen anybody doing that? Now, we say, the Gemara says, and so we Paschal, that if a person washes his hands for fruit, he's Megasei Horuach.
We had this on the Rashbam when we had Nitzilat Shadayim with Break for Nothing.
That's right.
We don't want to wash twice.
That's because there's a coarseness about it. There's a coarseness about it, you see.
Overly pious.
That's right.
Arrogant. From Yuharam?
it's not arrogance, it's coarseness. There's something coarse about it. There's something coarse about it.
Right.
See, you know, there's sometimes a coarseness a person isn't responsible for. There's a young man who was one day davening, and he davened before the Omer. And he davened before the Omer, and he took 11 and a half minutes over Shmonei Esrei.
He's on Shmonei Esrei.
Yeah, but he's davening for the Omer, say, they have a congregation, right? He does it once, he does it twice, he does it three times. Must have done it about 25 times. I thought I'd better speak to you. Yes. Very nice young man. I said to him, you know, this is a luxury. Stands, so long is a luxury. If you do it on your own, you can afford the luxury. But when you do it on the tzibur, and everybody is finished already, and could do another two Shemini Esrei after they are finished, and still beat you to it, you can't do that. He said, I learned from my Rosh Hashiva. My Rosh Hashiva stood a long Shemini Esrei. said, finally davening in yeshiva, fine, it's all right, davening in yeshiva, everybody davens halal. But you can't do it in this, you see. Now, he took it immediately to heart, and I didn't ever have to speak to him again. He understood it, neither of that. He did it out of ignorance. He's not, he's far from Torah, he's just coming into it, he couldn't understand it. But a person who is in Torah should have the sensitivity. And the gas ruach is coarse. There is no sensitivity. He must feel himself that there is a kirchu de tzibura, that this is wrong. He must himself feel it. You don't we have to be a big talmid chacham. But if you've got a sense of Torah, then you feel it yourself. So the Gemara says, and so we paskin la locha, that a person who washes his hands for favors is migase or ruach. So the question is, why should we wash our hands for karpas?
So why the chacham you make the gezera that you do food should become tameh when then they say that the correction is a gazruah?
So they say only for bread, you see. They said only for bread, for not for root. Now that is a question that Tosfos asks. That is a question that Tosfos asks, and Tosfos brings Rashi's answer. And Rashi's answer is an interesting answer. Rashi says, in the examples that I gave, a person who washes his hands for that is Mikasei Horuach. Because when the Chachomim made this gezeiro, they made it serech l'tumo and for bread. That's the way they made it. The person makes it is Gazur. But, says Rashi, here it is different. Because the whole idea is taking the carpet and you've got to dip it in the water. So yeah, you dip it in the water because that is all part of the mitzvah is to dip it in the water. So since that is all part of the mitzvah, then you've got to do it this way. That is what he said. I would like you now just on the first little bit of Gemara, we'll go over that. We'll go over that with the Rashi and the Rashbam, and we'll do a little part of the Tosfos. But I'm doing the Tosfos here out of Pshat, just to get to the understanding of the Gemara itself. The Gemara says, are we all back? Now, back again to where we started on Kuf Turkes Vov Omud Aleph, 1.5 lines from the bottom of the page. Omar Rabbi Oza, Omar Rabbi Aishia said, Rabbi Oza, that Rabbi Aishia said, Kol Shidi Bula Bamashke, anything that is dipping is in a liquid, Tzorich Netilas Yodayim, for that you need Netilas Yodayim. See what Rashi says, Tzorich Netilas Yodayim, if you look at your Rashi at the top of the page, Rashi says, Tzorich Netilas Yodayim, Mishuma Mashkin, because of the liquid you need Netilas Yodayim. Sheha Yodayim Shnios, because the Yodayim becomes second Letumo, Shnios from the word Sheni, that the Yodayim are Shnios, they are second Sheni Letumo. The Chola Posel Vitrumo Matame Mashke, and anything that would make Trumo Posul makes the Mashkin Tome. That's all that Rashi said. Mashkin is the liquid. And anything that would puzzle Trumo, that would invalidate Trumo, and if the hands are Shnios, and he touches Trumo, what would happen to the Trumo?
Shlishi the Trumo.
It would become a Shlishi Trumo. Ochel not. Ochel not. Philip, are you with me?
Yes.
Ochel, ordinary food not. So that's what Rashi says. So the principle is, the chola posel be trumo, and anything that would puzzle the trumo, that would make the trumo that you can't eat it, metame mashkin. That is metame mashkin. So what the Chachomim said is, if the hands are shlios le trumo, then if they would touch trumo, the trumo would become a shlishi le trumo. So they said, that sort of trumo transmits the tumor to Mashkin. But Rashi doesn't say what happens to the Mashkin. That it becomes a reach of the tumor. That Rashi doesn't say. He just says, etc. Let us now do the Rashbam.
Does a truma, if truma is touched by a shein of the truma, does it become a rishon as well? Like
no,
what?
No.
It just becomes a rishon. It does not matam anything.
No. Says the Rashbam, kol shekibule b'mashkin kegon yerek b'chutoch. If he takes a vegetable and dips it into a sauce or into a dressing or into, is another word, a relish. Over chometz, or he drips it into vinegar. All these are mashkin, are liquids. Tzorich netilas yodayim, he needs the washing of the hands, mishum mashke, because of the liquid, explains the Rashbam. Sheha yodayim shnios, because the hands are shnios. The reason the hands are shnios, because the Chachomi made the hands to be shnios. The chola posel is a trumo, and anything that passes trumo. Now, hands, if they shnios, don't, what would they make the trumo when he touches the trumo? A shlishi the trumo. Metame mashkin, they instituted that it should be metame mashkin, liya yos techilo, to be a techilo, to be a rishon the trumo. Techilo means first, to be a rishon the trumo. So that is the principle of what we are working.
Why does the Rashbam use the word rishon?
Right.
Rashi uses
shniyah. The Rashbam says it makes betame mashkin. The hands are shniyos, but it these shniyos, the hands, when they touch anything that is liquid, it turns that liquid into a rishon, the tumor.
I think one's asking why does it say techila instead of rishon.
Yes, that's what I was asking. Tehilo, to be a first one. This is another way of saying it. That doesn't make any difference. Liyos Tehilo. Actually, Rishon isn't the correct word for it. Tehilo is. Rishon isn't it. Rishon is when a thing is an aviavosa tumor, it becomes an overtumor. And from an overtumor, it becomes a Rishon tumor. So it falls into. It falls in a line. Techilo is, it begins the line.
So it's an
av? No, it begins from there. It begins from being a rishon tumor. It begins from it. You see, since he reverses it, it wouldn't be quite the right word to use rishon tumor. It reverses it, and now it starts from there. It becomes a techilo. It starts, and as it starts as a rishon tumor. Because, alright, fine. That is it. Now, just look at your Tosfos now. Kol sheti bule b'mashke tzorich netilo. The last Tosfos on the page. Kol sheti bule b'mashke tzorich netilo. Says pirish b'kuntres. Says Rashi. Says Tosfos pirish b'kuntres that the explanation of Rashi is. Although a person who washes his hands for peiros is either vegetables or fruit, and garit is for carpus, for parsley, or for celery, for lettuce, whatever, for celery, given the eco mashkin, since there is water, that is, there's got to be water, a liquid here. That's the whole idea. You must dip it in. It is there is. The kaimelon kola posel is a tumor metame mashkin. It has bread. Please remember that word nahamo is the Aramaic for lechem. Abe, pardon? Namo diksufo. That's quite right. Kamo namo. The tzorich litel, and it's necessary to wash the hands. Kamo namo in exactly the same way as mano. That is Rashi's pshat that Tosfos brings down, and that is all we need for the time being. We're just going through this piece of Gemara for the first time. That is all we need for the time being.
So that's Rashi and Chuli over there, right?
That's Rashi and Chuli. Uh-huh. Now, I just want to read to you what the Shulchan Aruch says about that deen.
But the
interpretation of Rashi speaks that is that for some reason this becomes like lechem in the requirement.
Yes, the reason is because in the case will I go and wash the grapes. I go wash the grapes because there might be some insects that are on it. Might be. But here is the I've got to dip it. So since the din is I've got to dip it, it gets a different kind. The dipping is different here. This is like, makes it the same as washing for bread. And then it would make it, it's a
right. It's a requirement.
Yes, it's a different, it's a requirement. Yes, it's a different thing. Which makes very good sense, although Tosfos afterwards questions it. But as far as we are concerned, it gives us an idea. Now, in the... where do I stand here? Wait here, you're dying. If a person washes his hands for payra, it's considered to be coarse. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shemare be'atzmo, because he shows himself to be one, Shiruv medakte b'mitzvahs b'mesha einetzorich, that he is careful about mitzvahs that isn't necessary. The medino lo tiknu klal netilas yodayim l'peiros, because they the chachomi were mistaken netilas yodayim l'peiros. Yes, was it three? Gimel here, two Chasimun. No, that's another one. Kufnun Ches. Kufnun Ches Dalet. In Kufnun Tes on page 95. Or so,
isn't your
edition
something
different? But what have you got? Yes. He must have been with you of the village of hobbies, famous of the sheep. It might be a little bit further. It might be. It's page Nun Zion, 113. It's Kuf Samach Beis. Kuf Samach Beis. Simon Kuf Samach Beis, Seif Beis. Hanote Yodo, Shofech Aloe Lehem Ketsas Meorobis, Lehosir Mehem Halichru, Vechol Dober Shechotis. Now, this is what the Machabe says, that a person who washes his hands, first of all, he takes from the Rebis a little bit from the cup, and a little bit throws over in order to remove any dirt that there might be on his hands, and it would act as a chatzitzo, as a barrier, between the water and the hands for the actual washing of the hands. V'lehosir mehem halichluch, v'chol dover shechotzeitz, v'achakach, and afterwards, shofech aleihem pam shenis, and then he washes, a second time he washes. And you see that some people do it that way. They wash it, and then they wash it. So he says the reason is to remove any lichluch, any little dirt or anything that might be in the hands, it will remove it. Just let's finish it first, you see. The gum elu hamayim heim tmeim. And these waters, of course, become tomei because his hands are shnius. And so this water that's on his hands now becomes tomei. So now what he's got to do is the arka shofech aleihem. Yes, I'm looking. The arka shofech aleihem palm shenis. Then he goes a second time. He says, and now this has made the hands now. This has now made the water tomei. The gum elu amayim heim tomeim, and these waters are also tomeim. The arka shovech aleihem pam shlishis letayra amayim she'al gabi ayodayim, in order to purify the water that is on the hands. Ve'im ein biyodayim lichluch v'dover achotze, and if there is no lichluch on his hands, shovech al shtei yodov revi'is bevas achas ve'ein tzorich mayim shni. And that is the way, I was afraid to say, we do it, because some of you probably don't do it like that. Some of you have seen, you've been in Israel, too, you see that they do it twice.
Usually twice on the right and twice on the left.
On the left, yes. So he says, if you know that there is no lichluch on your hands, dirt that acts as a barrier, if you know that, then, so what we do is, before we go to eat, we will see that our hands are clean. We go into the bathroom and we wash our hands with soap and that's finished and clean. Our hands are clean. And then when we go to our meal, we are ready and then we wash our hands and we see that there is no lichluch on it. And washing it, the palm achas, a revis at one time, that already removes any, the tumor. In the same way, if a mikveh has got the right amount of water, then a person that is goes into the mikveh, even if he's a rishon letumah, if he goes into the mikveh, we don't say it makes the water tomei. That water never becomes tomei, and it removes the tumah of the person. So the required amount that the Chochomim instituted here was a revis. And if his hand provided his hands are clean, Charles, and he throws a revis at one time on this hand, and a revis on the other hand, then his hands are clean. He doesn't need anything else. So that is the way we do it.
And the mind is not coming.
No, because it's a revis. Because it's a revis. You see, the revis is the, it's like a big bomb on them. So I beg your pardon.
And then in that case, if your hands are clean, you would only have to do it one time on each hand.
One time on each hand.
But it's the shiur rather than the amount so that you cover.
That's right. It's got to be the shiur.
As opposed to covering the whole hand. Or
the shiur has got to be.
So why if there's the shiur, you have to do it two more times?
Well, I took just take this far as this now. I don't forget, I'm only doing this to get you over any difficulties here. I'm not going deeply into it yet, yes?
If we're going to say that it's a revius, is the quantity he needs for each pouring.
Yes.
If there is liquid and he's pouring to get that off and then pouring again, is it four revi'it in total? Or is it...
No, he doesn't need a revis to get the lichluch off.
Okay.
He doesn't need that.
So we're saying that in normally it would be two. Revis for each hand.
A revis for each hand.
Okay.
That is. So that's what he says.
He doesn't have to cover?
What?
I'm trying to understand the earlier question.
What is that?
It's an issue of completely covering the hand with the revis?
Well, I mean, if he's going to just report it every care. As the rest of the water goes in, that's no good. It's got to.
But if
you see, the real thing is, he's got to cover this part of the hand that I use for eating. That's
from
this
here,
part.
From here down.
It doesn't got to go down, yeah, but this part that I use for eating, this is the part that I use for eating. This is the real part that it's got to cover.
So he has to be careful to turn his hand over and make sure both sides get wet.
He's got to see that his hands get properly wet. But if you've got a revis in the thing, you do a revis in one go, if you do it like this, of course it doesn't serve it. Mm-hmm. But if you do it in one go, it's very easy. It covers it. It covers it. But now there's a Ramor here.
This is halacha?
Well, this is halacha, yes.
And we have to be careful about drying the other hand.
Im hoyu lev, maim rabbi nifri is got lots of water. Rochets techilo ma'at kedeno hosi rabbi ifluch. Let him first of all do a little bit to remove the lichluch. He says, then he does a little bit to remove it, and then you don't need three times. Then put a full rabiz, and that's all you need. But the way we do it is, we see that our hands are clean, and then we eat is enough. I know that you're sorry for shafshu from zuber zu.
Where does the Rambam write? Where does the Rambam appear on this page?
The cursive writing is always the Rambam.
Oh, up in the main part. Okay.
Yes, the cursive writing is also the Rambam. Don't forget that the Rambam died before the Mechaber, before Reb Yosef Karo. He was born long afterwards, but he died before him. The Rambam was a very young man when he died, and the Reb Yosef Karo was a very old man when he died. I'm sorry, Stuart.
This is before eating anything, the bread or the dipping of
the vegetable? The dipping of the vegetable is a much lighter thing. But also it should be a reviz.
Okay.
A reviz on each. This is about bread.
Right.
The other is speaking about bread, watching that. So I just wanted, because there seems to be a lot of confusion, people always ask me, aren't you supposed to do it twice, or why don't I do it twice? In fact, when I see the place where people do twice, I also do it twice. Otherwise, they start asking them.
And keeping the other hand dry is oftentimes people keep the other hand dry when you hold the clay, make sure the other hand is dry first.
Yes, see, because if it's wet, then that is the time again. You've got to see. I'll go through these things with you. I want to just. I'll go all these things we'll go through. We've still got other difficulties here, but we've got some idea of it. What did you say?
Practically, it's very tough to do to have to keep your hands dry, because holding the cup will always make it wet.
You see, actually, even if your hand is wet, if you get the full release on it, it's material. But you've got to get the full release of it.
Just only because it's very quick, I'll ask another question.
Yes, yes, of course.
In the cups that you usually see people have, the metal brown cups,
yes.
How many rubies are in that, just to get a feeling for what a rubies is as you pour over your hand?
Well, at least two. At least two, probably a good bit more.
A rubies is
the displacement of 1.5 eggs. But today, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Mishnah Brura says, it doesn't say here, it is in connection with the other leaders, that it's good to make a displacement of two eggs, because eggs are not what they used to be once upon a time. There's been a Yerivat Adaris. So eggs are smaller than they used to be. Are we pardon?
Do we die by faith?
It's all the.
Is it a little over 4 ounces the way we call it?
You know, I can't tell you. I thought it was seen the whole. I'm not sure.
I think maybe we talk about four to be.
Is it four? Maybe.
Three and seven.
I think it's under four. So the Chofetz Chaim says, now the Chazon each takes a much larger amount. The Chazon each takes a larger amount. But I go according to the Chofetz Chaim, it's two.
We were dealing with the wine. We were dealing with the wine and making the wine. We said a reviz is one cheek.
Yes, but you go measure one cheek. It's go measure one cheek. But that's a rove reviz.
A rove reviz.
Yes, mole lukmov. That's not a reviz that much. This it's a rove reviz, that's all.
With the matter of Gasaruach. You couldn't say that. It's not a matter of Yerida Hadarot there too.
Are we pardon?
That once upon a time they really needed to wash for Perot.
No. The Tikkun wasn't for that. The corner wasn't for that. It was instead it was for Truman for greater than nothing. Make it too bad. Yes, sir.
I would like to know if you're washing just a little bit to get the dirt out.
Yes.
Wouldn't you then have to dry your hands and then wash?
Well, we do it that way, you see. We first see that our hands are clean. But you know, if I have a bath Friday afternoon, and after I've had my bath, before I go to shul, I wash my hands. When I come back to shul and I make kiddush, I'm not going to wash my hands again to scrub my hands. I mean, what lichluch can there be on it? You follow? And especially today, people are more careful about this. The type of work they do is not the type of work that you get. If a person is a motor mechanic, of course he's got to be more careful. But otherwise, one doesn't do this sort of thing. Now, I just have to do, I'm sorry, but I just have to point out something to you. Now, you know, we're speaking, if you, I just have to skip a little bit because I've got to get you some fundamentals so that next time I can go much deeper, more deeply into the Gemara. You remember what Rabbono Ukvo said. And we all ask the question, what does it mean, betibul sheni? If we say that hocho itmar, it's speaking about Pesach, you've got to wash your hands for the bread for the tibul sheni in any case. That is a question that Tosfos asks. Just if you look at Tosfos, the second or third Tosfos on the page, the middle of the page, sorry, yitel betibul sheni. Can you see that Tosfos? It is necessary that he washes his hands for the second tibul. Says Tosfos, love davka knock at betibul sheni. He doesn't mean betibul sheni. Doho obi blei boser amotzi, because he makes the tibul sheni after amotzi de boy netilas yodaim, and for the moti it needs netilas yodaim. Elo agav tibul rishon knock at tibul sheni. But since he speaks about tibul rishon, he speaks about tibul sheni. V'hanetilo nami gam letzorech tibul bo, and the netilo comes also because of the tibul. So he says it doesn't mean that there's got to be a special tibul for the tibul sheni, but he means that the when you make you wash your hands for the motzi, that it's also for the tibul sheni.
Is it possible, otherwise our question would be, why not on the first tibul after we wash? Isn't that good enough for mostly afterwards?
That we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss that. Why isn't that good for the second one? But for the time being, what Tosfos is saying is that what it means, of course he may wash it for the hands. But why is it necessary that that washing of the hands should also be for the tibul sheni? Why is it necessary? For that purpose, he's already had tibul. So let the tibul sheni, let the netilo sheni be only for the bread. And what do we want it for? We don't. We say it's for the bread and it's for the second tibul. Why that? He says the reason is why it must be for that also. Because of the hesach hadas that takes place after the saying the halel and the haggadah. Is that all right?
What's confusing to me, because, I mean, either his hands are tamei or they're not. If there was a hesach hadas, it doesn't change the fact that his hands are now tahor because he just washed them. Whether or not he's
I don't understand the question.
Okay.
Just say it again.
Whether a person has kavana that they're washing for motzi matzah is
all. It's not a question of kavana. He doesn't say kavana. He says you need it for the tibul sheni. Why should you need a tibul for the tibul sheni? You already washed once. So Tosfos asks the question, but in any case he's going to wash for the matzah. So what does it matter? We say no, but the idea is when he washes for the matzah, he washes also for the chaso. He washes also for the vessels that he's going to dip into the charoses. Says this, the Gemara asks, but what does he need that? Why has he got to wash also for that? Let him wash only for the matzah.
Right.
Because he's already, for that type, he's already washed once for that. And that should carry over for the tibul sheni. Answers the Gemara. No, it can't. The second washing of the hands, the washing for the motzi, must also be for the tibul sheni. Because there's too long a hefsek. There's the agoda, that and he won't be mitzias das.
He won't concentrate that he mustn't touch all the time.
So
that's why the second washing is for both. It is for the matzah and it is also for the...
So we're pocketing for, like, let's say for some crazy reason we had no matzah whatsoever.
Yes.
Okay, but we have, we're going to have a tibul sheni.
Then we have to have
a tibul wash sheni. Again.
Yes.
You would have to.
Yeah, yeah. But you're quite right. The attitude is correct. I suppose it could happen.
In Russia, I suppose it could happen.
Mm-hmm. In Russia, I suppose it could happen that they haven't got any matzah for Pesach. I suppose it could happen. You know how they do to Russia. America goes, breaks its neck to send matzah to Russia, and they're so proud of it. So proud of it. Now, in Russia, there's never a strike. A week before Pesach, there is a strike, a postal strike, for parcels. They come from America. Mm. And it lasts till the last day of Pesach. Last day of Pesach. Oh, no. So it's delivered the day after Pesach. It's happened. Mm. That's what they used to do.
They should start sending him.
Can they save it for the next day?
Are we pardoned?
They should save it for the next day.
Why does Russia have to deliver it at all? There's a Ramban on Hogo Nischachmol. Come, let us deal wisely with them. And the Ramban says there, what does it mean, let us deal wisely with them? Don't say, they didn't say, the government will throw all children into the sin policemen around. They didn't say about that. They said, look here, each one must do the stuff. You find a Jewish child, throw him into the river.
Sure.
Right. And what will happen? Oh, you'll be called, brought to court. Oh, yes. What will happen to me? Nothing will happen to you. But I'll be sentenced. He won't be sentenced. But the law, there won't be any witnesses. The witnesses will be proved to be false. There won't be any witnesses. You don't have to worry about that. But you couldn't do anything to the law. The law was there. The law of the land is there. So Ramban says, they worked it that the law of the land was there. That's the way they worked it. In Russia, the law, a man's given a trial. Oh, sure. Trial. They're witnesses. They're judges. He's given a trial. That is the way it is worked. All right, I'm afraid we have to be here.
Russia, they have freedom of speech. Here, we have freedom after speech.
Yes, what did you ask? Bring this next time also. I'm sorry, Claire.
Weren't we discussing in an earlier tomorrow a point where the Magid in the Haggadah did not constitute a hefsek? Enough of a hefsek so that we had to do something over.
That's the bracha on the Berei Pri Adamah also counts for the.
Yes, it counts also for that. The Berei Pri Adamah.
So how does that?
Yes, there's a difference between a hefsek and a hefsek hadas. Hefsek hadas is that I find no difficulty. I am never mafsek between my tefillah shel yad and my tefillah shel rosh. Somebody speaks to me, I don't hear it. Don't answer, but I'm never mind. Somebody says good morning to me and I'm busy. It doesn't bother me. I'm not mafsik. But hefsek hadas, that is difficult. He says good morning to me. And I think, I can't answer him, I mustn't be. It's a hefsek hadas already. That I find very difficult. Got it? Fine. Thank you.